the same room. We don't never say, say. Let's keep it between me and you. And we cool, stay on. No. You deserve the rewards. G5 planes, you deserve the board. Tell them other lames they can swerve, of course. And I swear to God, I'ma curve them broads. Cause they don't know. Vacations, they don't go. You stay patient, and I respect that. Cause you know how to play your post. The mother get antsy. That's why I never treat them fancy. You get yours off and bird off while they bargain shopping on Delancey. You ain't even tell your sister. Your mama thinking you don't even like Instagram, you don't even like pictures. That's why I'm f***ing with you.
They don't know, they don't know. They don't know, they don't know. They don't know, they don't know. They don't know.
We be in the same room. We don't never say, say. Let's keep it between me and you. And we cool, cause they don't know.
They don't know. They don't,
strong
they
people
don't
business.
Know. They don't know.
Good morning and welcome back to For the Women. You guys are here with I'm Kai and
I'm Tyra
and Kayla.
Kayla, the mics are like a little, like some of them aren't really cooperating with the headset, so that's why you can't really hear it.
Oh, so.
So it's okay. But you guys are listening to us on the official HCC radio at hawkradio.primostream.com. Today, we have a very, very, very good show for you guys today. We'll be talking about dating norms and just modern day and dating norms back then, and then just talking about what it's like in the dating field nowadays and what Gen Z and all these things. But we're going to take a quick little music break, and then don't forget to tune back in.
No makeup, just Jay-Z. Whoop. Now we beefing at me at the MGM. So wasted, screaming that. Blurry now, but I'm anything. Hurry now, baby. All the memories get to kicking in. It's too late, I don't wanna lose. I went on the road, you was feeling empty, so you left me. Now I'm stuck dealing with a deadbeat. If I'm real, I deserve less. If I was you, I wouldn't take me back. I pretend when a man is you. When I know that it's too late, I don't wanna lose. What's left of you?
Me
gets me, you do.
Hello and welcome back to For the Women. You guys are listening to us on the official HTC radio at hawkradio.primostream.com. I'm Kai and I'm here with the girls, of course, and we're here talking about dating norms today. And I just felt like that would be a very good, it's a part of women talk. So I feel like that's definitely what we're going to be doing today. So today we're just going to bring you guys through dating norms in this generation now, and then just dating norms back then, and then just how the dating pool is and everything like that. So basically dating norms, like exactly what they are, is like the expectations that people in society place upon us. So like as the generations are moving on, like dating expectations are changing 1,000%, because I mean, like, you could be quick to say how back then it was more so like women depended on the men to make money and do everything like that. But now it's like women are like, I'm not finna date a man who ain't got more money than me. So, so like, true. Literally, it's just quick to, like literally change. But, just a few things about like dating norms, and I guess, like just proper things. Like, but when you say dating, we're talking about like you guys aren't really together yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you guys are going on dates and stuff like that. So like these are expectations that like you're talking to the girls about, or like guys are talking to their friends about before they go on a date. They're like, oh my gosh, okay, so like what am I not supposed to do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what do you ladies think are like the biggest no's for a man to do on a date?
Where do I even begin, bro?
LOL.
I would say, like, kind of just being rude to other people around them. Like, say you're at a restaurant, and, like, you're being served, just being rude to, like, the server. Or being cheap, too. Like, bro, if you don't got no money, just say that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you're not wrong, though, because, like, I don't want to... I don't know if this sounds conceited, but I don't really... I guess you do expect a guy to pay for the first date.
It depends on where you go.
I feel like it depends on who invited who and who made the plan.
Well, no, I mean, like, if he's taking you on a date, well, I mean, I really feel like he should be.
If he says, oh, let me take you all on a date, yes, then he's
like,
paying.
He's like, yeah, let me take you on a date. Let me treat you to a great night. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, but if it's something like that, mutually I feel like it should be 50-50.
Yeah, makes sense. I see what you're saying. But... No, you're talking about, like, what? Like, them, like, oh, how much is this? And then be like, oh, I don't want that. And then
or just be like, oh, I left my car. Can you get me?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Bro. Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm not going to get you.
Okay, so.
Go ahead and wash them dishes.
Get in the back. Go ahead and work. So I was just looking at a few things. And according to Women's Health, 11, like, dating rules you should probably try. And it says, of course, and I guess this is more like Gen Z, like, dating norms. Because back then, people didn't really have to worry about a lot of this. But it says, put your phone away. They definitely didn't even have phones to even worry about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So but I feel like back then, they spent a lot more quality time together, 1,000%. And it says, be upfront about what you're wanting in a relationship. 1,000%. Because I feel like a lot of men just obviously do things just for... the wrong reason.
Yeah.
1,000%. Exactly. And it says, like, this is funny. And it says, don't date multiple people at once. Dang.
Well, that's kind of common sense.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, but.
Because then you don't end up getting caught. I don't know actually how I feel about that. Because I feel like when you are dating, dating is dating around and dating other people.
True, but
figure out which,
like,
one you like the most.
Yeah, but I feel like what they're trying to say is, like, when you're kind of getting more serious.
Like, yeah, like when you're trying to settle. Okay, so I guess whenever you're settling down in life, you know. But I guess the way it works is you're going on these dates, but this one person really, really, really has, like, your eye. Like, they got you. So then you're like, I don't even want them no more. I really want to hang out with them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess, like, that's how it goes. But, like, that's how at least we see it in the movies.
Like, when you
but, like,
first... start dating, like, yeah, that's okay to like date multiple people just to kind of see like who you kind of
to keep an open mind.
Yeah, yeah, but like once you find somebody that you really want to spend more time with, I think that's where it's like, okay, don't really date around anymore, because you're gonna find yourself in a situation that that'll be unpleasant. So
yeah,
probably like at the beginning it's fine to like meet different people, see who you get along with, but like once you kind of find that person to get serious with, then that's when it's like, okay, no more dating around, just chill out.
I agree.
Yeah,
she said no more dating around, just chill out. But it says always meet in public, which 1,000%
I agree.
1,000%
Please do not go to
And I think that's just because like how dangerous it is now.
Yeah,
like back then, I don't think that like you would just have to worry about the things that like we have to worry about now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people just go on sites just for certain reasons. You know what I'm saying? Like dating sites just to, like the stories that are told now are crazy. Like the amount of women that are, like, you know,
yeah,
death to from a spouse is crazy.
Literally on Tinder, people be and
crazy. It's what it is. It is crazy. Okay, and then the last two, it says be yourself and never talk about an ex.
Wow.
Well, no, never talk to an ex, oh, my bad. Okay. Which, yeah, makes sense, you know, why would you be doing that?
I mean, both
but
make
I think
sense
definitely, yeah, be yourself 100% because I feel like dating definitely makes a lot of people nervous.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, dating is nervous.
Yeah, like it's, and I feel like if you really be yourself, then you really you can find somebody that likes you for you, and not like as the person you are trying to be.
Exactly.
Like impress somebody.
Exactly.
But if you're being yourself, you just you'll find somebody eventually, even if they don't like who you really are. Just be yourself.
That is so true. I feel like I found myself like going outside of my type of person because I meet someone and they're so open to being different that I'm like, dang, that's like really different, let me give it a shot, you know. So that's I agree.
Well, I guess like whenever like you're saying that like people that are not your type, but like of course, and like that's the I guess that's like the beautiful part about dating, because you're not looking for someone's hair, you're not looking for their eyes, like you just love that person for who they are, and like I think that's the sweetest thing. It's funny because I watch rom-coms all the time.
Ooh,
like
that's the way, that's
like
the way to
24/7 like literally. I don't even know what to say, but me and my roommates watch them always. Of course we'll just have like one night a week, but we're watching it and I'm like just crying. I'm like, this is so sweet, because like the guy that gets with the girl is the guy that everyone's like, what, who is he? And I'm like, this is great, like I love this.
I used to be obsessed with Hallmark movies.
Yeah.
And they used to be so cheesy, but they were so cute.
She said so cheesy and cute. Yeah. they are cheesy, but I'm like, give it to me, thank you.
Yeah.
But, okay, so I looked up more about the, when it said date other people, I looked up more, and according to, well, this was actually found on, like, a TikTok. Someone was talking about it. So, and it said, she was, like, she explained what her 3-3-3 rule was for dating. So, and it said, this is, I guess, a strategy that she tried out for a bit or whatever. So, date three people at a time. And you have to date them at the same time for 3 months, and giving them 3 chances if something bothers you, like to come up with a chance to talk about it and like see what they do. And like then you just decide, because obviously within 3 months things are going to come up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's,
I mean, that's not
but
a bad.
She got, but she's probably at home with like a board, just he got one tally, like.
I mean, that's not bad, because that way you could see how each guy communicates, and like you could see which communication style kind of fits for you, and you can go from there. But I feel like you should be also be open to the other guys that, hey, you're seeing two other people, trying to see like which one works better, like just be open with that.
I don't know, I think it's really tough, because as like I said, dating is open and you should date to figure out who you like. But if I find out that someone I'm talking to is dating around, I have no choice but to get salty because like what are you for real? I mean, I know it's a normal thing, but yeah. I just can't help myself. Like,
yeah, for real. I mean, that's normal.
Well,
that's
I mean, jealousy feeling. Is a part of every relationship. Like, yeah. anything. Like, it was funny. I was just watching a video. It was Sexy Red and Drake, and it was like a music video, and the girl was like giving Drake a straw, and she put like the straw in his drink and like went to him, and Sexy Red was like, "That's what you like?" She was like, "You can go home with her." She was like, "It's fine. There's plenty of other men in here. Walk away." I'm laughing because I'm like,
period.
I cannot period. Say I wouldn't do different. So I'm like, dang, you know. But I don't know. It's just, but like dating in this generation is insane. But terrible. I feel like for a woman, literally, it's harder because you're no longer a girl anymore. So you're expected to be up on this pedestal of what a woman yeah. should be doing. And not even what a woman should be doing, what a woman should look like, I yeah. feel like, is the main thing. So, like, you guys know who DC Young Fly is
yeah.
and his wife? Okay, so he literally just posted something saying that watching women get BBLs reminds him of Jackie O all the
time. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I
and he
that.
Was just saying that, like, y'all need to tell y'all's woman that, like, y'all love her for what they look like.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, dang.
Yeah.
But, like, seriously, like, women are just so quick to, like, we're like, oh, let me fix yeah. this. But, like,
and I feel like okay, half baby. Of that is like, because of okay. other women.
It is. But, yeah. like, just the way women are just very judgmental. Like,
yeah.
a girl, like, you're walking past, you might have got your hair done, whatever. And a girl looks at you and she's like, mm.
Right,
like now I'm like, okay, what's going on here?
Literally,
you know what I'm saying. But that's why I said jealousy. But jealousy comes in all forms. So like women yeah. on women all the time.
Literally.
Some women just say things about a woman just to make them, of course, feel better about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why dating's hard because, God forbid, you do find out he's with another girl. Oh, what does she look like? Okay, so what is it that she has that I don't? Then you're comparing, and then you're subtracting, and you're doing everything. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? At that point, and then you're mad, and then you're angry, and then you're talking bad about this girl, but she ain't even really mad at her. You're mad at him, because
yeah, exactly.
what's going on here, honestly?
So true.
But I think, dang, you know. So it says... So, okay, so these are just a few dating etiquettes that it says that we should be doing, like, when we're going on a first date. So, look your date in the eye. Yes, you gotta say you agree or disagree. I agree, but sometimes it's just a little nervous.
I don't know, it's in the middle for me because yeah, I get really nervous too. And I don't make eye contact.
Yeah, I'm kind of terrible at eye contact, so...
Well, that's why I said sometimes it's kind of hard, but, like...
But it maybe should be like done. A, like, it should be done.
Just like maybe I'm right. like two eye looks right. the whole time. You know, you got this.
I'll say I agree.
And it says always be on time, 1,000%.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Not at that one.
Now for the woman, it might be okay to be a little late. I'm like, sorry, I was
maybe fashionably ready. late, like 5-10 minutes maybe.
Right.
Well, that's what I'm gonna have to tell them, like. Let's make it, like, I'm going to have to just, I don't know, I'm going to have to set a timer or an alarm.
But I like being early, though.
Me
I like
too.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a good one. Tell me how you feel about it. It says you have to dress up.
It depends.
Mm-hmm,
it depends. Because if it's, like, a dinner date, then, yeah, maybe, depending on the restaurant. If it's a nicer restaurant.
Actually, I changed mine yeah. because if you really think about it, the first time you're seeing someone, it doesn't matter. I feel like I always want to make a good impression the
yeah.
first time. So it doesn't really matter what we're doing. I'm going to dress.
Yeah.
You know?
I personally would mm-hmm. dress to the occasion, honestly, because if it's like, if we're going like somewhere nice and we're doing something nice, then yeah, I'll dress up. But if it's like something outdoorsy, I mean, I'll dress up, but like I won't be like in a dress,
right?
Like,
but
I'll
you still dress to where nice. You're going. Yeah,
yeah.
I know what you're saying.
Like I just dress to the occasion, so it really depends on the type of date that you're planning on.
So in reality, you can dress for the occasion, but yeah. also,
but yeah, dress. Also yeah, make sure like you pay
like
attention,
make an impression,
like
for
yeah,
sure. yeah,
like just be presentable, essentially.
1,000%.
Yeah,
because
you don't want to look like a homeless person.
No, for real.
Not on the first date. Okay, and it says keep an open mind. I think yes,
yeah,
because like you're meeting someone for the first time, so you don't know what you're gonna expect. They could chew weird and you're gonna be like, at least you know that's me. I'm like, oh, yeah. We're gonna have to fix that, but it's okay, everything else is fine, you know what I'm saying. But you know how some women are like, I don't know, I guess some things are like really an ick. Yeah. Like, yeah, he chewed weird. I can never, nope, done. Yeah. Never talk to him ever again.
I feel like some icks are so minor some that icks. You should just ignore it. But
what is the biggest ick dating in this generation? I'll say ignorance. The ignorance that comes with men nowadays. Yeah. Nowadays, because I think they expect a little.
Honestly, I just think everybody's boring, bro. Like, you're no fun. Like, I can't stand that. You can't make a conversation. You just, like, it's just.
I feel like so many people are focused on, like, more of social media presence and, like, how they look on social media that they're not really living in the moment anymore.
Yeah.
So it's like they don't really kind of bother to just.
Well, good thing for me, I can't really take great pictures. So I'm like, I look at every picture, I'm like, yep, no one's ever seen those.
Yeah.
Go about my day. Like, that's the good part about it. You know what I'm saying?
Literally. Right.
I'm not too focused on it. But I think, yeah, just like I said, the ignorance. So, but the only thing I really mean about that is, like, when we're on a date, I want you to talk to the server with respect as well. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and don't just do, like, don't say wild stuff to me. You know,
yeah,
just do the right thing.
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah, like, look me in my eyes sometimes. You know, don't be on your phone. Being on phone. That's what I'm saying. Being on the phone is probably that's horrible. But like, I feel like that comes along with ignorance. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, because if you're on your phone while somebody's talking, you clearly don't care about what they have to say.
You don't give them
like
piece of
you
care.
Literally are not listening, and then it's just like, why waste my time if you're not gonna listen?
1,000%. But on this note, we're gonna wrap it up with a beautiful song from a woman. We all love this song.
Concerts this weekend.
Hey, are you going?
Saturday, Mariah the Scientist.
Where's it at?
St. Pete.
Oh, that'll be so fun. Do you have an outfit?
And I don't. I don't want to talk about that. It's going to stress me out.
Okay, never mind. We're not going to talk about it. We're going to take a quick song break. Don't forget to tune back in on the official HEC radio at hawkradio.primostream.com.
Trust your plan. Won't let no one force my hand. You've paid the cost for true romance. And you won't buy love again. I thought I'd seen it all before. And now I've seen so much more. And finally, some doors will close. But here's to open windows. And look at the trust closing in. Here's to someone I can depend. Don't fit. I see you as more than this. I bought dreams, not to mention you paid me back in the sun. We made a pact to listen, and now I know what I was missing. And look at the trust closing in. Here's to someone I can depend.
Hello and welcome back to For the Women. I'm Kai and I'm here with Tyra and Kayla. And today we've been talking about dating norms. You guys are listening to us on the official HEC radio at hawkradio.promostream.com. Thank you so much for tuning back in. We last just left off talking about like just some dating etiquettes and what dating norms really are and like what they mean, I guess, to this generation, because obviously they're different from times back then, of course, 1,000%.
Yeah.
But next up, we will be talking about
modern. Yeah. Like pretty much modern dating.
Yes. Modern dating.
So now, like nowadays, we have a lot of dating apps out there.
Oh yeah.
Because you know, back in the day, you just had to go out on the street and meet.
You had to find love. Like.
But now it's like 10 different dating apps for like all different types of people. And then. According to Forbes Health, nearly 70% of people who met somebody on a dating app said it led to a romantic exclusive relationship.
Okay.
While 28% said it did not.
I feel like, sorry, didn't mean to.
No, you're fine.
But I feel like it depends what these people are going on these dating apps for. Like what their intentions are for these dating apps. You know what I'm saying? Cause,
I mean, we all know the intention, though.
Yeah, we know the intention, but like it's the. Tinder is the main one that's what comes up. What do we have? How many dating apps? We got Tinder. We got Bumble.
Grindr.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Probably Grindr.
I know. I think that's a thing.
Yeah. I know there's a Christian one.
Christian Mingle.
it's like the one for.
There's one for black.
The blackpeoplemeet.com.
Yeah. then we got farmersonly.com. We're up to 8. I'm like, they got ones for
Hinge. All, did you list Hinge?
Yeah, we said Hinge. They got ones for all genders.
Facebook has a dating one too. Oh, Facebook dating, yeah.
I didn't know they have one.
Yeah. We're at 9.
There's probably let's get like to 10, guys. More. We can There's get to probably, 10.
Let me see.
1,000 more.
We're definitely missing one.
We're definitely missing like 1,000. Oh, there's 50 plus best Tampa dating sites.
Wow.
That's just in Tampa.
That's insane.
Wow. Yeah, we got Bumble.
E-Harmony. How can we figure it out? E-Harmony.
Okay, Cupid.
Oh, there's one called Lex.
Tinder, Match, Plenty of Fish. Yeah. There's one called Her. I remember that one. Grindr. Yeah.
There's one called Lex. It's kind of like Grindr.
It's BLK, LOL. That's what it is.
I'm so dead.
LOL.
There's one called Lex, one Grindr, yeah.
And of course, the number one dating app is Tinder.
Tinder. They have one for polyamorous relationships.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. There's like, I know there's like a lot. So I was like, all genders, all loves, everything.
Everything.
the second one is, the second highest is Coffee Meets Bagel. I didn't know that was a dating app.
Coffee Meets Bagel.
And then Hinge, and then Facebook Dating. Hey, Facebook really people up. Go Facebook.
I mean, side note though, it is possible to find somebody on Tinder. It depends. I met a girl on Tinder and I was with her for 3 years.
Oh,
guys.
Wow.
3 years. Unfortunately, it didn't work out. But obviously you can still be with somebody long term without it just being a hookup because but it did take me forever, though. I'm not even going to lie. It did take me forever to find somebody that I'm like, oh, my gosh, please make this app worth it. Literally. And then after it didn't work out, I deleted the whole app because what am I doing?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just happy.
And then also, still according to Forbes, most people that have success with online dating are usually between the ages of 43 and 58.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
So, yeah. So, we know what this generation is for.
Yeah. It says 72% of them between those ages met on a dating app led to a romantic relationship.
Interesting.
Wait, what was the percentage? I'm so sorry.
72.
That seems too high.
And then also that guys were most likely to have met somebody on a dating app and start a relationship with somebody.
Well,
what?
75% compared to 66% of females.
Because they're all liars, man.
LOL.
And then also, According to the U.S. Census Bureau, nearly 47% of the population in the U.S. is single.
Mm.
I don't know how they find that out.
Yeah.
But
Gunnar, are you single? Are you single?
No. Who knows how long that
Who's
lasts,
taken?
Though.
Who's single?
Yeah.
Crazy. LOL.
Crazy statistic.
It looks like 32% of men are single compared to 28% of women.
42%?
32%. Yeah. This is all from a 2023 survey by Pew Research Center.
Wow.
Yeah. And the average age for marriage for men is 30, while for women is 28.
Yeah, we don't waste no time. Look,
yeah, we don't play. Put a ring on our finger.
I'm already married, so it's okay. I'm not really married yet. But basically.
She's married mentally.
Yeah. We've been together for 4 years. Like, it's...
Oh, yeah, you locked in.
Yeah. So, I don't really, like, yeah. We're married, guys. Yeah. But just not yet, because, I mean, like, we're still 21 and 22, so... Wait, oh, I'm about to be 21. I was like, who's 21? Not me. I'm just mentally prepared to be 21 already. Thank you.
It's lit. It's definitely
Thank
lit.
You.
No, I'm about to be 23.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why Tara said it's lit. Sure to experience that.
She's like, been there, done that.
Tara's about to be married too soon. Ain't wasting no time.
Literally.
No time. That's funny. That is funny. Okay, so you guys had heard the new Megan Thee Stallion and Glorilla song, correct?
Wannabe? I heard clips of it on TikTok, but...
What? Okay, so I'm definitely going to introduce you guys. I'm definitely going to introduce you guys, and we're definitely going to listen to that. But before we listen to that, I feel like today's playlist, you know, we were starting off soft, you know what I'm saying, with Nobody Gets Me. You know, we're, like, getting, like, our love
yeah.
era. And then
yeah.
From a Woman. But you always have to remember to, you know, at the end
Be
of the day,
girl.
At the end of the day,
Be
you have you.
Period.
So, but I feel like the women that have came out in this generation have 1,000% put that in everyone's brains. Yeah. Like, you don't need no man.
Yeah. Or at least.
That is so true.
Yeah.
That is so true.
Either you don't need a
Sexy.
Man or you don't have to take it.
No.
Like, take
period.
The disrespect.
Period.
Because...
No. Like, but who do we have? Sexy Red, Cardi B, Glorilla, Megan Thee Stallion, Lotto, Ice Spice. Well, Ice Spice don't really be talking about nothing about dudes, really. She talk about herself.
Yeah.
You know what she said
she
is.
That's so true, though.
You know what she said she is.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah. But I think definitely, yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. We got Nicki. We got all of them just disrespect men. They came and they didn't play.
Yeah.
They came to slay, not play, period.
Exactly.
Period. We love that for them. But this song, I heard it. Like, I did hear it on TikTok. And then I was like, okay, let me go see what the hype's about. And I was like, add to playlist.
I need to go to their concert.
But y'all are gonna add to their playlist too. Y'all's playlist.
Yeah.
Where it's in? You said June.
It's
or
in
July?
June 8th.
Where's it at? Here.
The Amalie Arena.
Where's that?
That's in downtown.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, where the Lightning play?
Yeah.
You know, Glorilla just got arrested for
yeah.
Oh, a DUI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She already out. Don't worry. She just. Did you see the?
But
the
I see
body
you comments talking about some her mugshot. And she had the nerve to talk about JT mugshot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then it started going back and forth. Yeah. I was like, what's going on here?
Right?
Ladies, let's not fight. Please.
I feel like JT be in so much beef.
But they hate on her, though. Like,
they do.
Okay, so.
They do.
Have y'all been seeing what's going on with JT and Young Miami? Like,
yeah. But I heard they kind of made up, though, a little bit. Like, they spoke over the phone and whatnot.
Yeah, but I guess, what is it like? Everyone's trying to say that Young Miami is jealous of JT, but everyone's been saying that JT's always been her. But, I mean, no bars really left and ate no bars.
Yeah,
like,
mwah.
Mwah. Like, no bots. Anyways, but yeah, but I'm like, not Carisha, please.
Her little show, though, that, like, she got that going. Like,
exactly.
She got the little board game, too, that she
do.
Came out, the card game.
Yeah.
She does her own
thing.
I think I'm,
let me see how much it is. I think I want to get Carisha, please. That's what it's called, right?
Yeah, and it comes with the shot glasses.
Carisha, please.
I don't know. I think I've always liked, I mean... I don't really like JT like that, even in all their songs.
And that's what I'm saying, but, like, JT by herself, definitely...
She does her thing.
She does what she has to do. She leaves no bars. But on that note of no bars being left, I'm finna let y'all listen, full scoop it, listen, hear it out, and have a beautiful time. Do not forget to tune back in at the official HEC radio at huckradio.primostream.com. Thank you, guys.
In love with glow, never got the cookie, but got my name tatted. Killer work, don't know who he killed. I heard that main ready. Never full. When it's time to eat, I be his main platter. NYC, New York Fashion Week, Tommy Hill jacket. Tell these to stay dangerous, cause now one nut ain't safe. My say he faithful, I still got a fruit just in case. I can't lie, I used to simp so hard, but then my old ways. It's 365 days in the year, come play with me on none of them days. Ooh. Don't even wear no condoms. Don't know how to treat a lady. I oughta smack your mama. Wet neck,
that's me.
So I talk how I want. Save a who? Do I look like Superwoman?
He don't wanna be saved, don't save him. That is not my don't claim him. By 20 missed calls, he faded. White boy wasted, Channing Tatum.
He don't wanna be kept, don't keep him. He don't want the paper, then don't keep it. I don't get left, I'm
real
leaving.
Girl,
love me like Justin Bieber.
I'm the B-A-D-D-E-S-T. Same thing, used to wanna be besties. You can get your wig turned like Effie. I don't need insurance cause a bitch can't wreck me. Ready, when I'm coming like Freddy, I'm mother. Hanging on my chick is your daddy. Clock that T, catch it. You look like a discount meat on X. I'm the female titan, I'm stepping on b-s. I'm showing my I tore up the city. A P-I-M-P-I-B. See, run back to me cause you born in cause a layover. I ain't waiting. I get the bag, then I change destination. These be crazy. I don't blame him. I'm a dog too. I don't wanna change him. He don't wanna be saved, don't save him. That is not my don't claim him. By 20 missed calls, he faded. White boy wasted, Channing Tatum. I don't wanna be saved, don't save me. You for everybody, don't claim me. Hater tryna tell me what to do. You ain't my daddy, I'm not your baby. He don't wanna be saved, don't save him. That is not my don't claim him. By 20 missed calls, he faded. White boy wasted, Channing Tatum.
He don't wanna be kept, don't keep. He don't want the paper, then don't keep it. I don't get left, I'ma leave it. Love me like Justin Bieber. Go mad, go mad, go mad, go mad, go mad, go mad, go mad.
Get him glow, 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 get him glow.
All right, so thank you guys for tuning back in. You're listening to us on official HCC radio at huckradio.primostream.com. I'm Kai and I'm here with Tyra and Kayla. Mm-hmm. And go ahead and give me y'all's inputs on the song. How did we feel about it?
It was a vibe. It was a bop.
You like it?
I like that.
Megan just did her thing on that.
She did eat.
As soon as she came in, I was like, wow.
She got into it and she got dirty. So thank you. Thank you. I really do like it. So that's why I'm like, what? I was like, y'all have not heard this? So this is crazy. Here, Wannabe. That's Wannabe by Megan Thee Stallion and GloRilla. Well, I guess it's GloRilla featuring Meg. But have you guys seen the TikTok trends of the Go Meg?
Oh yeah, I've seen that. That's so cute.
Great trends going on, huh? LOL. Yeah. But no, definitely I love that song. But you guys have heard Yeah Glow, right?
Huh?
Have you guys heard Yeah Glow?
Don't think so.
GloRilla's new song?
No.
What? What?
I don't think so.
Okay, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna finish out our last segment and then we're gonna end the show off with that song.
I think that sounds
like a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you have for us, Miss Ma'am?
I want to talk a little bit about what we consider cheating.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a good topic.
Yeah, because I feel like it's definitely changed over time.
It really has.
Yeah. Well, I mean, back then, there was nothing a woman could do, honestly, if her man cheated on her. Like, they would know that would know that their man had mistresses and they would still be at home cooking and cleaning and doing everything like that. But I think that's why generations have changed so much, because now women are like this day, I'm like, what the
Yeah, who? Nowadays women.
Who,
don't
baby?
Take
not
that.
Me. You no. I'm never. Not gonna. No, thank you. Like talking about that gets me.
Yeah.
What?
So no. What are some things that you think?
There is obviously all kinds, like emotional.
Yeah.
But then there's also like mental cheating.
Yeah.
That like no one even knows about. You know what I'm saying? Like you're with your man, y'all walking, he see a girl with a little, you know, thing on her. He's like, you know what I'm saying? In his head. And like, I guess that's something that I feel like I worry about because I'm like, okay, they never say it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, how does that, mean that I feel like they're still not attracted to other people? But like they have to be, like, if you see a girl.
Yeah.
But then again, I think that's just all that comes with trust in a relationship, of course.
It really does.
But emotional, physical.
Yeah.
Mental.
Yeah. That's what it's saying here.
Yeah.
On Forbes Health, by the way.
Thank you.
And it literally says 42.3% consider their partner intentionally dreaming about someone else as cheating. Yeah. This is followed by 41% stating flirting is cheating. And 38% considering it cheating if their partner still has an online dating profile but they aren't using it. Debatable.
Well, that app just better not be in your phone.
Yeah. I feel like people will forget about it, that like that, just, that they have that app.
But like,
I think
if,
it really
if you're with someone
the
and they're really sitting here at night secretly re-downloading the app and logging in every night,
then
so
that's
like that,
definitely
then
cheating.
You don't need to be with them. You know what I'm saying? But
but
like,
I feel like if they have the app before y'all met, and they just
and
forgot
then,
about
exactly,
it.
Exactly, and then
I feel like
it,
that's
yeah.
fine.
That's not.
But if they're still actively using the app, then of course that's cheating.
Exactly. Agreed.
So if you're with someone and they got the app in their phone, is that a dilemma?
I'm be like this.
But it just
delete.
Depends.
I'm gonna just delete it for them because obviously
let's
I guess
see
it's
how
hard.
Long they've been on there.
Yeah, let me see the last time. That, you know what I'm gonna do? Yeah. Download my app and. Look for him. Keep clicking to find him. Like, oh, and you've been, you're active now. Screenshot.
She's
we can play like this.
Right
yeah.
Got y'all.
Yeah.
But that's what because you cannot come all crazy. You know what I'm saying? You got to do it where it'd be like, why'd you do that?
Yeah.
I'm like, so you can't sit here and try to say that I was stupid. Like, I knew what you were doing. Goofy.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot.
Yeah.
Do this.
I just feel like it really depends on the circumstance because people can forget that they have that app on their phone. But at
agreed.
The same time, it can be intentional.
Agreed. Agreed, definitely.
But about the dreaming one, I don't know.
I mean,
how do you intentionally dream?
Like, you're going to sleep and you're like, I guess you got to say that person's name 1,000 times, right? And then you,
yeah,
might, you might dream
that,
about them.
But still.
I don't know.
I don't know. Like, if they pop up in your dream, that's, I don't know. How would you prove that's intentional?
I mean, first of all, keep that to yourself.
Hey, babe. So last night I dreamed about my old man.
Yeah.
And the night before, and the night before,
somebody else. I'm rolling over and I'm swinging.
Like
I'm finna be like,
don't
I'm like, is that how you just started my morning?
Literally.
Don't talk to me for us today. Thank you.
You better buy me breakfast or something. You
breakfast, lunch, dinner, 5 pounds of flowers, and let's go.
Everything today you paying for, cause don't play with me.
I'm be like, you said you wanna go shopping, and you're paying. Let's go. And the whole day, don't even talk. Just
but
walk
yeah.
next to him. Don't hold my hand.
And then flirting, I think, is definitely cheating to me.
Because why are you flirting with her?
Exactly.
Let me go flirt
I feel
with
like
him.
You could talk to somebody respectfully without having to flirt.
Yeah.
If like...
Well, like, I mean, it also like depends what people consider flirting. But
yeah.
also, I feel like females and
like,
females and males are
yeah.
so
they
tricky.
Do flirt differently
because,
too.
Like... Girls will be quick to do like a little,
yeah, they'll touch, they'll
or like the
like,
little voice, like, oh my gosh,
yeah,
what'd
yeah.
you say?
Be
but
up
like,
close. Guys just be like, I don't know, but
they might, they're
like,
more,
I feel like they're
vocal,
more,
maybe,
yeah, more
yeah.
vocal, like more obvious about it. Girls
yeah.
are more subtle because they know that,
but
the
then girls, I guess, girls try to flirt more sexy, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So, girls do stuff that like. What did she just do? Like, I was watching the show. Have you guys ever watched the show Martin? It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay, so the girl, they were in a radio show, right? They were in a radio show. He had, like, this girl co-host or whatever. And she's over here, like, grabbing on his ears and, like, rubbing her hands down his face. And his girlfriend walked past the window, and she was like, what? So I'm laughing because I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But, no, definitely, like, but he should have slapped her hands. Get off me, girl. That's what I think he definitely should have done.
Yeah.
But I feel like girls, like, is, like, being friendly cheating. Like, because a lot of girls are like, oh, I don't like my man too friendly, this and this and that. I don't know. It's
I feel like friendly,
but...
like, it like, if they're flirty, then yeah, but if they're just being like polite and friendly, then that should be
right. Like, I'll be friendly up until someone tries to cross that line. Like,
yeah,
get your number, da, da, da. I'm like, oh, no, you're good. Like,
no, yeah, if they try to cross that line, then that's when you have to like enforce your boundaries. But like, right, it's not a problem to be friendly, but it's just like up to a certain point. That's where it's like, okay, now you're kind of crossing
the
line.
I'll never stop being nice. I don't care.
Exactly. Yeah. No, nice is the best way. Like, having a sweetheart and everything is the best way in life.
Literally.
1,000%. You just have to be a nice person, and then life is going to reciprocate it.
Exactly.
The Lord's going to reciprocate it. It's going to be okay. Period. You know what I'm saying? Right. But other than that, cheating, we all know what cheating is.
Yeah.
Are you taking a man back after he cheats on you?
No.
Once y'all cheater, have all right, boom. Let me exactly. That's why I'm like, I'm not gonna say anything. My man has never cheated on me because I might have like had to choke him, bring him back to life, and then choke him again, and be like, why would you do that today?
No, I have dignity.
But imagine if But my question: 18 years strong, 3 kids,
still. Bomb. I'm not gonna teach my kids to stay with a man.
But what if this? But my question though: what if you knew, like for sure, it was a one-time thing and it would never ever happen in your relationship?
I don't care. The moment you step out of the marriage is done.
What if it was an accident? What if it was an accident?
Like, what do you mean accident? You can't accidentally cheat. It's you either cheat or you get, you know,
cut. You gotta go.
No. But
no, like, oh yeah, you're right.
But like, the moment you step out of the marriage, it's like that trust there is gonna be gone. And then even if I do stay, I'm gonna be paranoid that you're gonna try 1,000%. It again.
It's just gonna make me worse.
And then
in
also,
life.
If we have kids, I don't want to raise my kids to stay with a man that disrespects you.
Agreed. I feel like, because
you know, kids see everything and they copy everything that you do.
Kids be
so,
bad at all.
Like, you don't know. I don't want kids to be like, oh, well, my mom stayed with my dad who cheated.
Yeah.
I should do that with my partner. Like, I don't want that.
I feel like the biggest thing, like, in my relationship that, like, we both have to realize is, like, you have to switch the roles. So, would you be okay, you know, he's going out to a party with his homeboy, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, okay, you know, have a good time. Yeah. But when it comes to me, you can't be like, nope.
You can't.
You better say I look good, and you better tell me have a good time.
You
Thank
can't
you.
Have your cake and eat it.
And
too.
Send me some money.
That's
Send me some money. Yeah. I'm just joking, y'all. So, okay, another dating thing. Mm-hmm. Are you guys gonna hold a man down?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, you know what I mean? He ain't got no money, no job. Are you gonna help him? Like,
it depends.
You gonna stay with him as he grows for these 6 months and
it
then
depends.
Gets a job and stuff?
If he's actively looking for a job, actively applying for jobs, actively like
but if he's sitting in my house
money, if he's like actively like trying to look to for ways to make money or like actively looking for a job, then I wouldn't mind holding it down. But
what am I holding down?
If he's not actively like looking for a job, if he's just like sitting there being a bum or at least not helping like clean the house like clean the house or something, like do some housework, do something.
No, you
like
need
if
to
you're
be
not
proactive.
Doing nothing,
exactly.
Be outside
heck
and
no.
proactive.
Exactly. Go live with your mama, not me.
Period, because I'm not your mammy.
Literally.
Don't play with it. So that's one of the biggest things nowadays. Boys, we are not your mom, and your mom is not the woman that you're marrying either.
Exactly.
So figure that out, and then you can talk.
Yeah,
but low-key, I feel like that kind of goes both ways, though, because the expectations that females have these days for men and the amount of money that they have, it's like,
well, that's
girls
why
much rather, like, instead of getting to know somebody in regards to who they are,
exactly.
They're like, oh, let me get to know how much money you got.
And that's why, like, okay, for me, though, money is never something like that. Like, me and my boyfriend grew up.
I feel
and,
like it shouldn't even really depend on how much money
no,
you got.
No, 1,000%.
Like, if you're
like,
working and
if you're
working,
both, that's what I'm saying. If you're both working.
Yeah, you should be financially stable.
Hell, I'll be fine to split the bill every time, babe. I don't
just
care.
Split the bills.
Like, but, y'all like, things like that. But, like, also, I feel like I'm the type of woman that, like, I like to treat my man definitely. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, babe, let me buy you this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
If he's still buying me dinner, I still might go buy him these
flies
that he wanted.
How do you expect?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to reciprocate the love.
How do you expect your man to spoil you if you don't spoil him?
Thank you. And that's how a lot of females are, though.
It should go
they just
both
want
ways.
Them to do this. But I'm not trying to be mean. Them females be the broke ones.
Yeah. Mm. But, Exactly.
The broke ones.
And then it's like, bro, you want a man to spoil you, treat you, but like, how you think he gonna be interested if you don't do nothing for him in return?
Exactly, exactly.
You think and that one thing ain't just gonna be like
it ain't enough, baby.
Yeah.
Anyways,
because he gonna leave you for another woman.
That's gonna
goes back to the cheating.
Exactly.
Thing.
But anyways, on that note, we're about to wrap it up with our song "Yeah Glow." But before we do that, one, I hope you guys enjoyed our show today. I really did. I liked talking about this topic.
It was fun.
I feel like we could go on like live air seriously somewhere and talk about it, get a lot of views, and everything would be nice. But next week is going to be our last show of the semester of the school year. Yeah. So that will be it for the women next week. That'll be our last show. So please make sure you definitely tune in for that. We'll have an amazing show planned for everyone.
A grand finale.
Our last one. It'll be sad. It'll be bittersweet. But Lord, we're making it. We're pushing. We're almost done. You know what I'm saying? Do y'all have finals this week or anything?
Nope. I don't think so.
Good
like
luck.
Final projects, but that's really.
I have one I final project, and and I'm doing a day in the life of a JUCO softball athlete. I'm recording it, but it's our sophomore night, so I'm just gonna give them like a big. It'll be like a real nice one.
Yeah.
But on that note, thank you guys for listening. You listen to us on the official HEC Radio at hawkradio.primostream.com. You guys were beautiful. Thank you. Enjoy the song. They're about to.
Won't I bet your be on the floor? Big carbon here like Mayweather. Tula come through and blow up. Got millions out there rap. They hate them, but they stole the flow. Got back in after back in coming. I stole the show. Don't run up on that. She a head case. All she do is shoot. I signed my deal up on the PJ and hopped out a parachute. I'm geeked on next week. Bout no more features. I might just stir at you. I'm geeked on next week. Bout no more features. I might just burst you. Yeah, glow. Stomp a little. With some shell toes. Yeah, glow. Slapping rap. Yeah, match the nails. Yeah, glow. No competition, these stay up. Yeah, glow. Curbing, no curbing, my f***ing layers. Yeah, glow. Say they get money, but I can't tell. Yeah, glow. Keep running circles around these snail. Yeah, glow. And my pumping up in the jail. On the big glow, where you been at? Mine, everywhere I'm working hard. Maybach and G-Wagon truck. Got M&M's in my garage. Quick to crank up on the you. Better not get me started. Locked in with the gangsters and players. My folks gon' keep it solid. Everything I got on new, it look like I got renovated. I'm cocky, but I was just humble. They didn't appreciate it. Young, wealthy, and ratchet. I'm the hood motivation. On top of the world now. They tried to underestimate me. Get them glow. Them fraudulent. You know you the truth. Get them glow. Stop overthinking. These can't fuck with you. Period. Get them glow. Standing on penis in these Chanel shoes. Before I let her play with me, I'll go eat some jail food on gang. Yeah, glow. Stomp a little with some shell toes. Yeah, glow. Slapping rap and making bail. Yeah, glow. Two-tone Cartier match the nails. Yeah, glow. No competition, these stay up. Yeah, glow. Curbing, no curbing, my f***ing layers. Yeah, glow. Say they get money, but I can't tell. Yeah, glow. Keep running circles around these snail. Yeah, glow. And my pumping up in the jail on the gang. Yeah, glow. Yeah, glow.
Much as you blame yourself, you can't be blamed for the way that you feel. Had no example of a love that was even remotely real. How can you understand?
something that you never had. Oh, baby, if you let me, I can help you out with all of that. Girl, let me love you.
Listening to Hawk Radio, Hillsborough Community College.
I'm wide awake.
Yeah. Hello, hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome back. It's Popcorn in Review. Beautiful, sunny day.
I wasn't even ready, girls. I didn't even have my headset on. I was like, why can't I hear anybody?
Either, but I think we're fine
because I didn't have my headset on. Welcome everybody to Popcorn and Review, a weekly talk show about movies, how we watch them and why
we watch them.
So what was this week's genre?
Drama.
Drama.
I feel like this genre for me was pretty hard to find a movie. I don't know why.
Yeah,
it was like so hard for me to like find a movie that I actually wanted to watch and that I was gonna find interesting. Like I was going through Netflix and then I was like, what is good enough for me to actually like keep my attention? Because I remember, what was it, 2 weeks ago technically, since we were on last week?
Was it last week? No, yeah, it was last week we were off.
Yeah. Which we didn't remember.